Hello, I'm Lee Green with Point Remove Brewing Company in Morrilton, Arkansas. And you're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
It's your boy, Paul Tony Dean, hanging out. NTX underscore beer on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And with me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. Getting into this episode 132. You've got a nice little late-ass album review for us this episode, so we're going to get into that. Not quite on the 25 years, but just a little older than 20, so...
Yeah, you know, I had a little wiggle room.
Sure. Sure. You know, you got a 120, I'm about to take us back a show.
Whoa, we're going backwards.
You got a 132 reference for us?
I do. This one was kind of hard, but I actually remember this because it happened a little less than a year ago, coming up on a year, honestly. So as many may know, Cool Tony D is a big sports fan, and I love, you know, just football, baseball. Well, I do play fantasy football, and in fact, I won my championship this past year in fantasy football. But I remember week one, my buddy, my cousin was playing me week one. We draft our team. He had Brandon Cooks at one of the receiver positions, and he was talking noise. Oh, they're playing the Jags. They're going to get you. Man, Brandon Cook's going to have this many on you, man. You're going to lose. You're going to start the season off 0-1. I was like, dude, I'm not worried about Brandon Cooks. I don't care who he's playing against. Why does Brandon Cooks and show 132 have to do with anything, Jerry? Man, Cooks had 5 catches, 132 yards that day, and I was nervous at first, Jerry. I really was, but then I came back and whooped my cousin's ass when my team stepped up, and that's what great GMs do. Mm-hmm. I just draft good teams, and I told him, dude, don't take it personal, man. You just got your ass kicked. I went on to win that championship that season, but hey, Brandon Cooks, you did your thing. 5 catches, 132 yards. That's an amazing day, but it wasn't good enough for you to win. That's my 132 reference. And Jerry, fantasy football is around the corner. We just reactivated our league, the champ. Ha ha. Getting that cockiness back.
See? All right.
I'm ready though. I'm ready though.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my 132 reference.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, as far as events for the week that we drop this podcast, it's going to be the weekend of July 4th. And so there's a lot of different things that are going on. I've got events happening at Tups, at Turning Point, at Odd Muse. Because, you know, when you used to live in Addison, Kaboomtown, mm-hmm. you know, you got that going on. So you got British Sisters.
I don't miss the traffic.
No, the traffic was a pain. The traffic was totally a pain. And I remember when I used to work in Addison, and I never loved being in Addison around the time of Kaboomtown. In fact, it was one of those things where I would purposely want to leave early. I'm getting out of here because I know people are going to be packing it up and traffic's going to be stupid. But big fireworks show. And so Bitter Sisters there in Addison is going to be doing something. Odd Muse is going to be doing something there on the other end. We can catch the fireworks and maybe be just a little further away than the main strip. But Panther Island is doing something in Fort Worth. The Rustic has a thing called Drink the Flag, which looks like a party game type situation going on. Later on in the week, Turning Point is going to do something called Sipping on Summer. It's going to be a block party that they're putting on together. So all this is listed at ntxbeer.net/event calendar. So just go to ntxbeer.net and look for the event calendar. You'll see all those events and more. And you can click on the links to get all the pertinent information as far as any kind of prices or parking and all that kind of stuff like that.
That's sweet. Yeah, Kaboomtown was a busy little 2-3 day, however many days it was, but we would go to the top of our parking garage and go watch the fireworks, and it was cool. I may make some people mad here, but are fireworks overrated, Jerry?
Well, fireworks, at least in my neighborhood, just seem to start earlier and earlier and end later and later. That's honestly the truth. I mean, it's a situation where on the Independence Day you literally have things starting early in the afternoon. Sun is still out. I'm like, going, why are you doing that? We can't see it. And then it keeps go later and later and later. And I'm like, going, man, hold on. And of course, it's really bad if you have pets that are, you know, frightened by the noises, because they're just like totally beside themselves by the end of the night, like going, stop blowing this stuff up. But you know, in my neighborhood, you got people starting 2-3 days earlier than July 4th and seem to have this big overstock 2 days later. I'm like going, will you guys stop? Like, it's done now. Okay, happy July 4th. Yeah, whatever. But doggone. So that's where I kind of feel it's overrated. I know when I was younger, go around driving around looking at fireworks down. I'm like, man, I could not be bothered. Like, please.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that and Christmas lights.
Absolutely.
with kids, Jerry, I it's like my wife puts me in a chokehold and I gotta go do it. Take us to go see fireworks. Oh my god. Okay. Take us to go see Christmas lights.
Take us to go see.
Okay. All right. Oh. All right. Let's go. Let's go see them.
Oh no. I'm moving with you there.
I got another 20 years of that, I'm sure. So
yeah, until it's they start driving themselves. Good.
yeah. Okay. You know, and then I may jump in the backseat. All right, let's go see him.
Sure. Right. At that point, you know, hey, let's grab some drinks. You know, we'll do that. Yeah, you know, speaking of drinks, what have you been drinking this week?
Yeah, so besides my usual domestics, I had the opportunity. I was hanging out with my buddy Carlos. Shout out Dragon Master 214 on IG, yeah. Carlos. I went to his house, hung out, me and the wifey, and he had a St. Arnold's Art Car IPA. And I'm a fan of St. Arnold's. I don't get a lot of it, but I'm honestly, and I was going back and thinking in my mind, it's like, I haven't had a lot, but I haven't really ever had a bad experience with a St. Arnold's brew. Like, pretty much all of them, I enjoy. And not just, I enjoy it, drink this one and I'm done. Like, no, I can actually go for another one. I felt the same about this Art Car IPA, Jerry. It was really, really good. And again, I'm one of those people, if it's hoppy, fruity, and it's smooth, I'm all in. And that's it. It checked off all those boxes. So shout out to the OG in H-Town, St. Arnold's Art Car IPA. Dude, they get two thumbs up from me, Jerry. That was a damn good beer, man.
It is a good beer. Yeah, it's definitely a good beer, and it's one of their regular ones. I thought it was all year round, but maybe it is a seasonal. But yeah, it's regularly found here in the DFW area, so I'll have to probably send you some so you can enjoy some more Art Car there in Arkansas.
Yeah, for sure.
So you actually are responsible for my beer of the week. Beer from your collection. Okay. Shout out to Point Remove, because this is actually a brown ale from Point Remove called Pirate Ale. Now, what's interesting about it is, well, one, I love a good brown ale. So let me go ahead and put that totally out there, because I love a good brown ale. But I didn't expect that it would be closer to a British brown ale. So, like, American brown ales are a little hoppier, and it's a slightly different flavor, a little nuttier flavor, where this one was malty, but it had, like, supporting notes of licorice and dark fruits. In fact, when I first had it, before I saw that they listed it under brown ale on tap, I wasn't sure if it was, like, giving me Baltic Porter or, you know, British brown ale. And so I just deduced that it was a British brown ale that I was going for, but I really enjoyed it. So, you know, thank you very much for that beer. And that's by Point Remove, Pirate Ale.
Pirate Ale. Blackjack Pirate Ale. Yeah.
Blackjack. Thank you. Blackjack. Yep.
Yeah, that is a good brown ale, man. It's been a... I actually gave that to you, and I didn't take one for myself, Jerry, so it's been a while. But I can go by a swing by there and grab one for myself. But yes, you're right. Really good brew, dude. Really good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very good.
See, very, I like to good. Return the favor to you, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you don't get very many British style brown ales around here. You know, most stuff, when people are doing brown ales, they're usually doing more American style, which is a little hoppier. What's been going on musically?
Dude, there's been a lot of music dropping lately. Normally when music drops, I'm one of the people, I kind of just ignore it. I'm like, all right, I'll get around to it. And next thing I know, it's been a year. So Drake came out, he just dropped a new album called Honestly Nevermind. That's why you can't read into Twitter, and they like to bash things. Twitter's just,
yeah,
if it comes out, I was gonna say, oh, this ain't for me. This ain't. Well, what it, dude? I mean,
what
is we already know Drake does exactly, and we already know Drake does more than just rap,
right?
So when he drops an album, don't expect all this trap music stuff all the time. He does do other things, and in fact, I like more of his singing than I do his rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this album here, honestly, never mind. I would have to put it in more of a up-tempo dance category.
For sure.
And dude, I liked it. I liked it so much, Jerry. I listened to it twice. I lied, Jerry. I listened to it three times. Jerry. But Jerry, you know Kool Tony D gotta switch it up. That third time, yeah. I heard the Chopped and Screwed version by DJ Candlestick
The
OG Ron C Chopped and Screwed, Chopped Not Slopped, Chop Stars. And dude, it was even better. I mean, those hard beats, boom, 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 boom. Oh damn, they was coming through the headphone, perfect. So Jerry, there may be a fourth time I listened to this album. So I liked it. I really did. Honestly, never mind. Drake, keep doing your thing, man. Forget Twitter. If you want to sing to some dance music, I'm down for it, dude.
And it was interesting because I was listening to a podcast just today, the day of this recording, and they were saying that the record Drake's album felt unfinished. You know, I know some people are thinking, okay, well, maybe he just threw it out real quick because he knew about Beyonce's project coming out, which is kind of interesting because I don't think they talk to each other like that. So I was it was weird. Again, Twitter takes, you know, everybody
all
got
celebrities know everybody.
Dude. Everybody got an opinion, but you know, It's just one of those things. And so after listening to it, I can definitely hear a deep tech house,
yes,
middle house. And because of that, the beats are real sparse. And maybe that's why that podcaster said it felt unfinished, because it really didn't have that same sound that you would expect on like a full-on house record with the piano riffs and stuff like that. And so if you're a fan of the deep tech house, in fact, I wouldn't mind an instrumental version of Honestly Nevermind, because I was like, okay, can I just get those beats? Those beats are kind of fire. I want to hear the productions. Drake is hit or miss for me as far as his singing. I do wish the record maybe for me it didn't have enough hooks.
Okay, I agree.
I would have liked for it to kind of have a special hook to kind of bring me back to the song. But it just sort of felt like he was sort of ruminating over some beats. And I was like, okay, the production is fire. I'm not exactly sure if he's sold on what he wants to do with it. So again, I wasn't sure what the other podcaster was talking about, but I felt what he was saying in terms of his hooks. Now, in contrast, Beyonce's single, Break My Soul. So I'll go ahead and say that I'm not a huge Beyonce stan. Okay, now, there's definitely...
They're going to get you.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I'm full grown. They can come on. But
looking over my shoulder now.
See, I mean, the thing about it is that I love her album 4, and I loved a few other selected cuts. Break My Soul is nice because I do like that house, straight on house sound. Yes. And of course, she's sampling Show Me Love by Robin S. It's a smooth sample, but she has some fresh piano riffs on there and some nice beats. So it's really got a nice hook. People have been kind of going a little nuts thinking that Beyonce is telling folks to leave their job. You know, there's a line in there about, I don't know why people,
Goodness gracious.
For Beyonce, Beyonce's a 40-year-old woman. So let her be grown with, 3 kids now? So yeah,
they got damn.
I think they have, didn't they have a Blue Ivy and twins?
I guess so.
So I mean, it's just one of those things. So I'm like, okay, leave this woman alone. And two, she's not telling you to leave your job. She's recounting a story. How she left her job. She was feeling a certain way. And when you think about it, you know, the whole thing about Breaking My Soul, to an extent, you can understand this because we talked about this, where you had to leave a place that really wasn't benefiting you.
Correct.
So, I mean, to me, it just sounds like, okay, I'm going to change my situation is what she's saying. But people got real serious. I haven't seen already videos on YouTube talking about, is she telling people to leave their job? I'm like, you know what? I need all of y'all to have seats. Go to a seat warehouse and just take all of them.
Take all of them.
Now,
glue yourself to the seat.
Please. Now, for me, it's interesting. Before I heard these newer recordings, I was in a bit of an 80s whirlwind, simply because we had a couple of anniversaries that had happened recently here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where people were doing 80s themed parties, Community, who we talked to on episode 128, and then also Funky Picnic. So I was kind of going through a playlist in my head, you know, about what would my 80s playlist be like. So, you know, I'd probably have on there things like Sheila E., Chaka Khan, Skritti Politti, Level 42, some UTFO, Salt and Pepper, things like that. I mean, just kind of mixing it up with different genres. More of a pop soundtrack with a little bit of rap. But I just was kind of going all that for last week. So that was kind of where my mind was musically.
You know, I need to take a trip down to the 80s, man. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute. I always, maybe, you know, it's no surprise, I'm a little bit younger than you, so...
Just a tad.
I tend to skip over 80s music. I'll listen to the 70s because that's what my parents listened to, and then I jump to the 90s. But I need to take a little dabble into the 80s. So that's something on my to-do list. Maybe for the summer, just switch it up a little bit, you know. I totally agree with you on that, Drake. It did sound a little unfinished. That's probably why I enjoy the Chopped and Screwed version a little bit more, because it gave me a little bit of instrumental, because it kept bringing some things back. And, you know, you hear like the DJ kind of talk over some things, bringing it back. They did a really good job for, I'm sure they did it within a couple of days, because the album ain't been out even a week yet. So
no.
Well, today, Jerry, I am going to... You know, by popular demand, Jerry, it's been a minute.
Okay.
On Twitter, those Twitter people, man, they come at you. See? Where is the late-ass album review? It's been a while, Tony. Like, slow down. We got some other things we're trying to take care of here on Modern Brews and Beats.
Right.
We like to spread the love, but hey, we have not forgot about the late-ass album review or lyric lookup, because it's really been a long time since I did a lyric lookup. So be on the lookout for a lyric lookup in a Cool 20s top five coming up. Today, we're going to talk about the 1999 album of Jamiroquai titled Synchronized. So, Jerry, let's jump into this late-ass album review.
Let's do it. Late-ass
album review.
So you wanted, you're doing a late ass album review on an album that isn't your favorite. Why did you pick this one?
So I picked this one. This is Jerry, I'm horrible at math, so I counted 23 years. This album is 23 years old. June was the 23rd birthday of this album.
Okay.
And it's Jamiroquai is one of my favorite groups, but this isn't one of my favorite albums. But there is a huge song on this album that a certain movie really made popular in the 2000s. So again, 13 tracks. It's not that long. It's maybe a little over an hour, barely an hour. And why did I pick this? Honestly, just really because it had a birthday. I love, 1996, Traveling Without Moving.
Yeah.
Virtual Insanity.
All right.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's a lot of hits on
those. Those are the jams, dude. I mean, God, Virtual Insanity's in the phone. But Jerry, there is one song off of Synchronized that's in my phone, and y'all would probably guess wrong to what it is. But anyway, let's jump into this Cool 20s late ass album review. Number one, Jerry, Canned Heat. This has always been a good song. But in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, made this song way big. Even on Spotify, it has over 72 million plays. The rest of the album's only like, some of the tracks have maybe 5 million play, 4 million, but 72. That's crazy. This is a good song. It's not my all-time favorite song of Jamiroquai, but dude, this album starts it off on a high note. This is a badass song, Jerry.
And it's funny that we just left these conversations around dance and artists coming into more of a dance type mode. I mean, this was straight up disco that they were giving with Kenny. So yeah, It's a good song.
Beautiful song, man. I was dancing my ass off listening to it the other night as I was giving my kids baths. Great song. But surprising, Jerry, this song is not in my phone.
Hmm.
And that was probably going to be the one that our audience feels. This is the song that's in his phone. It's not. Let's jump down to number two. Planet Home. I was about to sing it, Jerry. That's how much I really enjoy this song here.
Nice.
But I'm not, because my allergies are kind of tripping.
Okay.
I would really mess up the beautifulness of this song. But dude, I love the lyrics of this track. I love, which is funny because this is a dance song. You don't really listen to the lyrics. The reason why I like this album so much, again, 13 tracks, only an hour and some change long. That's one thing I really like. But a lot of times when I listen to albums, Jerry, I like to picture myself in a certain situation. Where am I at listening to this? Some music just sounds better, especially like rap music. To me, rap music sounds horrible when it's live. I need to listen to it in my headphones. I need to listen to it at home, on stereo, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This album here, I picture myself at a venue watching them do this live. And when I put my mind setting, I enjoy this album a lot more than what I did in the past. Playing at Home is a good track, dude. Really good track, up tempo, dude. I'm digging it. This isn't the song that's in the phone, but dude, Playing at Home is a good track.
Well, they're giving you energy. These songs are upbeat, and they're giving, and so no wonder you think about them being in a live setting as opposed to some hip-hop, which really doesn't give you that type of energy. You don't feel like moving. I mean, maybe shrugging your shoulders or mean mugging somebody, but you don't feel like moving quite like that.
Next track, number three, Black Capricorn Day. I didn't remember this song the other day when I was listening to it, but I love the chorus. I'm going through a black, hey, Capricorn Day. Yeah, dude, this is a sweet track, man. Again, another up-tempo. They came out the gates with Can Heat, Planet Home, Black Capricorn Day. Jerry, this is a dance concert right now, dude. I'm standing up. Me and Erica are dancing our ass off right now, and I can't stop. I haven't sat down yet, and I don't plan on sitting down, Jerry. Black Capricorn Day is keeping that groove going. I'm loving it, man. I am loving it. Number four, Soul Education. Honestly, out of these first four, this is my least favorite out of the first four. Soul Education is not a bad song either, though. That's the thing. It's really not a bad song. If you listen to it just straight up,
mm-hmm.
done without it, honestly. But if I picture myself on location watching this song live, I'm enjoying it because I feel the energy. I want to see the energy. And just because I know what this group brings to after watching some of their that's what's making this song better than what it truly is. Again, the lyrics aren't the best, whatever, but the energy is there, and I'm digging it. But out of the first four, I'm not really feeling it, Jerry. I'm not really feeling it here. Go over to number five, Jerry. We're already number five. It's a 13 track album. Falling. Every album needs especially a high energy album like this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bring it down some. We got to bring it down because people are tired, Jerry. I need a water break. I need a beer break. I need to sit down because I'm a little older now. My feet hurt, dude. Falling. Give me some low tempo. Give me that low tempo beat. I'm digging it. Let me rest to it, but still jam to it. That's what Falling's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, good track, man. And so I wish it was a little bit longer. But track six is where they give you the length. They give you a longer track. Destitute Illusions. Dude, number six, I think he says like one little sentence at the very beginning of this track.
Mm-hmm.
We got almost 6 minutes of straight instrumental jam, Jerry. This is a badass. Let's get the tempo going again. We gave you the reset in Falling, number five. But here on number six, dude, we'll just give you a straight instrumental. JK went to the back to go refresh himself. He may be on stage dancing, who knows, but he's not singing right now. Dude, great track, dude. I totally forgot about this song. So shout out to for them. For album layouts, very important. And I'll give you my description of what type of album I think this is at the end of this late ass album review.
Nice.
Number 7, Jerry, Supersonic. This is the song that's in my phone.
Really?
Yeah, man. I love this super stupid song. And I say it's stupid.
Cause why are you stupid?
It's in the phone, which I hear it often. So I'm always chanting Supersonic, and don't let me and my son play Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh,
I get that speed going. I'm getting them rings. I'm just, man, Supersonic, Supersonic. And the thing I like about this track, dude, yeah, is a little Australian Aussie, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, and I'm like, oh shit, this is the jam right here. I don't even know why I like that part, but I do. I just do.
You said it's Australian. What they're playing? Didgeridoo.
Well, no, it's the song. It sounds like they're in the Australian, the outback. And I just like that beat that they have, the little Australian sound to this song.
Okay.
And then they jump into the lyrics. Dude, Supersonic is my favorite jam.
Huh.
Okay. Off Synchronize. I love this track. Surprisingly, it's the only track I really love from this album, Jerry. And who knows, I may go back and add a couple more to the phone, but dude, Supersonic is the jam. Mm-hmm. I will always love it. Always love it. I think this song has been in damn near every phone I've had since the early 2000s. So Supersonic in the nights of the right. Yeah, that's the jam right here. Anyway, Jerry, we are at number 8. You ready for some sexy R&B vibe, Jerry?
It's my favorite song on this whole album. It's the only song I come back to when I think of this album.
Man, oh man, mm-hmm. Butterfly. I'm digging it. I totally forgot about it. I want it. Dude, this is a badass little sexy jam right here, man. Mm-hmm. But I like when Jamiroquai does that in certain songs. Give me that sexy vibe, because I know y'all got the funk on lock, y'all got the dancing on lock. Give me some of that little slow grooving R&B like sex in the air vibe, and I'm digging Butterfly, dude.
Absolutely.
Really, really good song. Number 9, Jerry, where do we go from here? I like this track only because I picture JK in my mind strutting around stage like he's Mick Jagger or something. That's the only thing I like about this track. Again, I had to picture myself in a certain mindset in order to fully enjoy this album. Let me say that, fully enjoy this album. I enjoyed it, but I had to picture myself, and sometimes you have to do that. People, try that at home. Just listen to it in your headphones, stereo, but picture yourself at a location and join us wherever. There's some songs I picture myself sitting by, on the beach or something, or by a fireplace. But there's certain songs where I need to picture myself literally there. And this is one of them. Where do we go from here? All right, Jerry, number 10. You know what? This is a song in my notes that I put. I didn't care for it, Jerry.
Hmm.
Didn't care for it.
Mm.
But there's always a but, Jerry. A big old but. There's always a but.
Yes.
I bet this song is good live in person.
So you're saying you don't really care for the album version of it, but maybe...
I bet if it was live, mm-hmm, I bet this would be a good little jam.
Either that or a remix.
Either that or a remix. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. Didn't care for it, dude. I could have did without it, but hey, it's here. It fits the album. It fits the album very well, but personally, Kool 20 didn't care for it. Let's jump down to number 11. I'm going deeper underground. Jerry, this song has 17 million plays on Spotify. This is a good track.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it in the phone, but it is a very good jam. And I like how this album puts this song towards the end of the album, because it picks, you need to pick it back up a little bit. You need to get something that the audience will get in tune with, a catchy tune, a catchy beat, a good hook. I'm going deeper underground. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Dude, good track. Very good track. And again, I'm glad the placement of this was really nice, Jerry. Really nice. Number 12. Oh man, number 12. We have Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. A funky beat. I could have did without it, though. I could have did without it. But I was digging it because you come from deeper underground. You don't want to just drop it off with another slow tempo. You need to put another funk song to kind of end it. Because, again, this is just, to me, this is just a straight funk album. That's the up-tempo dance, get your funk groove on, do your thing. I didn't care for it, but it's a great way to, again, another great way to end an album. Now, of course, Cool Tony D has extended cuts or whatever. I have the one that's 13 tracks here on Spotify. So the last song is a Planet Home remix, Trabant Brothers remix. Mm-hmm. They just extended the Planet Home song, which was track two on here. Yeah. I like the original version. This version here is 7 minutes long. Didn't have a lot of plays. Again, I like the number two Planet Home, but it's still a good track just to throw at the end of this album. Jerry, that is my Cool Tony D's late ass album review. But I gotta tell you, what type of album would Cool Tony D put this in? Well, as I stated earlier, they came out the gates heavy. Mm-hmm. They were rocking and rolling at the very beginning. And Jerry, I think you're thinking what I'm thinking here. You know what kind of album I'm talking about when they start off heavy. They start off big and heavy. And that's exactly what this album is. Now, when you go into Falling, track five, track six, dude, not bad. Nice little hips on there, dude. Nice little hips. Supersonic is giving me some nice hips to round out the legs of this album, dude. This is a top heavy, baby. A top heavy album, Jerry, and I'm digging it. One is only 13 tracks.
Yeah.
But those first four songs, including number five and number six, where there's a little low tempo, then we get an instrumental, then we go into supersonic there. Those first four are bangers, dude. Great tracks. Can Heat, Planet Home, Black Capricorn Day, and Soul Education. Jerry, this is a top heavy album, and I'm digging it, and I love it. Synchronize, happy 23rd birthday, Jamiroquai.
Now, you know, Deeper Underground was a part of the Godzilla soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why it has so many plays. It was a part of that Godzilla soundtrack, 1998, when that version came out. So. Yeah, that makes sense that it would have that many plays.
Sweet, man. No, I didn't know that. I remember the movie. I think I went to the theater to go see it with some buddies of mine back in the day. So that's pretty cool. No, so I didn't know that.
That's at least two tracks that are on movie soundtracks. So if anything, that may have been what really lifted the profile of this particular record because of Napoleon Dynamite and Godzilla.
Real quick, what are your thoughts on Napoleon Dynamite?
You know what? I'm going to admit this here on Modern Brews and Beats, episode 132. I have never seen it.
And I'm going to tell you on episode 132 of Modern Brews and Beats, Jerry, you're not missing nothing.
I didn't think I was, honestly.
You're not missing nothing.
I mean, I'm sure I'll see it just for, there are those times when you have Amazon Prime or Hulu or whatever, and you say, you know what? I've never seen this film. I need to just be a part of the moment just to say that I have indeed seen it. And sometimes you go like, I could have had a V8 or whatever. And sometimes I'm like, wow, that was really good. Now I see why everybody was talking about it,
No, there's nothing good about this movie. Nothing good about it at all. In fact, I used to hate in college. Mm-hmm. And they categorize movies. Oh, this is a stoner movie. Well, I don't want to be stoned and watch a movie. I don't want to be stoned. I like to pay attention. I like to see the creativity and really dissect TV shows and movies. So... Napoleon, the first time I saw Jerry, I think I turned it off. Like, this is so bad.
Wow.
Then I went back and watched it later. It was still really bad, but there was some stupid funny humor in there.
Well, it's like Dumb and Dumber in terms of the stupid funny. It's like, okay, this is just so stupid.
Yes.
It's this goofy physical humor. And, that'll always be around. Sometimes you're in a mood for it, sometimes you're not. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for this review of Synchronized by Jamiroquai from 1999. So let everybody know where they can find you as you're listening to music, talking sports, especially as fantasy football is kicking up, on the socials.
Yeah, please follow me at Koo Tony D. That's KOOTONYD. I am on IG with the beer pitchers. On Twitter, talking sports, sending my playlist to people, my Spotify playlist, which again, follow me on Spotify and SoundCloud at Cool Tony D as well. I got some good public playlists on there that I guarantee will not disappoint you. But hit me up on Twitter. I'm very active on there. Because I'm a big sports fan, and we can talk brews, coffee, liquor, beer, whatever you want. Let's talk about it. But I know you're the man with the plan, and you got a lot of information in your hand, Jerry.
Well, it did rhyme.
Where can I find you?
Well, so you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at NTX Beer. That's NTX underscore beer. You can also find the show notes for all of this, plus the event calendar that we mentioned earlier on ntxbeer.net. And make sure to follow the Modern Brews and Beats social handles. So you can follow us on Instagram at Modern Brews and Beats, all one phrase, all one word. Or you can follow us on Twitter at M Brews Beats. That's M Brews Beats. We definitely thank you for listening to episode 132 of Modern Brews and Beats. And like we say every week, enjoy the beers you enjoy and enjoy the music you love. But please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for joining Modern Brews and Beats.
Cheers.